The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward-Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Hallelujah. Wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
God is a faithful God.
Amen.
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 And I'm happy to see everybody here this Sunday morning. God has kept us by His mercy. We are who we are by the grace of God. And God keeps us every day by His mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this opportunity we have to honor you. We thank you for the joy of serving you. We are never tired of coming to church, doing your work, serving you, pleasing you. And because you are not tired of looking after us, we bless you for this morning. I pray that you'll be gracious to everyone that is here today. Show us your way and teach us your path and be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Perchance I see. And we're looking at today our lady pastor is on 1 week break.
And lady pastor, one man no ahomje kakra.
All right. So just some announcement and then we can carry on. Remember that next week Sunday is a very special Sunday. We have full day revival service. We'll have our morning service. And it's going to be very powerful, amen. And then after the morning, I don't want anything to disturb insurance service. So insurance service will also be a revival service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then after that, we'll continue with the services. We have several other bishops coming in. So I will be here. And then we have Bishop Steve from Achimota, Bishop in Achimota Church. And then we also have Bishop Eddie Adi, my twin brother. And then Bishop Ishmael Sam from Tema.
Bishop Ofi Tema, sorry, baby.
And then Bishop Intefo is also coming. Powerful man of God. And then we also have Bishop Kakrabedin also coming.
Bishop Kakrabedin, sorry, baby.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're going to be fantastic full day.
Obeya one word
there. Ebe chapel next Sunday, enko babya. Obinka de amen.
Amen.
Eba ode echicho pa no ho sho ubagum enwa. Ehe, inti enye breaker na ebu pa no bi na zaboti ni na aji. Enti I say, aha, and then we continue. We are going to be here the whole day. Amen. So you have to find somebody to take care of your shop next Sunday. I'll be watching you. Hallelujah. But it's going to be powerful. I don't know which of them is going to declare the counsel of the Lord to you. Maybe the third, the fifth, the sixth, but everyone after that, we are going to top it with communion service.
Amen.
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 Amen. Engineer Choristers, you are featuring one of the time, maybe around the fourth preacher time, you are
Amen.
Featuring.
Amen.
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 And see, Obdo Biara, Obiara, Obiara Waha. Amen. My miss even one of it.
Man, sure, Krupo.
Sebe, you Krupo, they call economy so an asanaba, and we are here. We are here in the house of the Lord. I'm looking forward to a wonderful time. Amen.
Amen.
This week also, this is the last week of our 3 weeks fasting. So we are meeting every evening from 5 to 8. And then also at dawn from 3 to 6.
Now
you pray in your home, we wake up and you pray. Amen. Alright, quickly let's look at the passage of scripture I shared with the fire service last week. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
1
Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 13. All right. Find it and let's read this morning. Bible says, now you see, before we get to verse 13, yes, Paul has written so many things. He was talking about the people of Israel, how they struggled, and how God led them. From verse 1, talks about the fact that don't be, say, my brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And then they were all baptized and so on and so forth. And then they went through they drank from the rock. And then all the things that happened to them, and even the bad things also are mentioned there. Now verse number 10. Okay, verse 11, sorry. Now all these things happened unto them for examples. Amen. All these happened for examples. And verse number 12. Wherefore let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Verse 13. There had no temptation taken you but that which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it? Now I love this very beautiful verse of scripture. No temptation has ever come upon you that is not common to man, but God is faithful. Tell your neighbor, God is faithful. No, say it, the smile on your face must prove that you know what you are saying. Tell him, God is faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No temptation has overtaken us that is not common to man. But God is faithful. When you read the word temptation has many meanings. It means challenge, difficulties, problems, trials. The Bible says there's no problem that you have encountered that is not common to man.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No trouble that you encountered that is not common to man. I'm just saying this, sharing these things with you so that you can remember anytime. You see, as we have entered a new year, we are expecting good things. Am I talking to anybody here? But sometimes you've got to, you see, they say that then when the night gets darkest, then the brightness of the day is about to come.
Amen.
Amen. So sometime before the good things come, you have to go through some challenges. But you will make it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible is making us to understand a few things. He says there's no trouble that you have encountered that is not common to man. So the first thing I need for you to remember is this. Are we okay? Are you alright? Fantastic. You want to interpret for me? Eh? Can you? No, your condition. I'll give you a break.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that is the first thing you should understand is that everything that you face, somebody has faced it before.
Amen. Try some pede yet I said there. Bribi biara wato obi edikan afemuda.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Every exam you have written, somebody has written that exam before.
In social media, actual, Dano, obi edikana actual.
And since somebody passed, you also pass.
Na obi chwa ina ocha ininti. Wusu chwa ebecha.
The devil has a way of making you see those who couldn't make it, but many people have made it. You see, because those who have made it are more than those who didn't make it. But son, the devil will make you see one person who didn't make it and say, ah, that is your story. But the devil is a liar.
Amen.
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 So I need for you to understand that every trouble, every challenge, every temptation you pass through, it is common.
Amen.
If you are broke, you are not the first person to be broke in life.
Amen.
You don't even know the one sitting by you, what is in his pocket. Maybe he's more broke than you.
Amen.
When you come to church and your problem, the way you squeeze your face, as if that you are kind of whole world on your shoulder.
Amen.
Ask the one sitting by you what problems he has, you will recover that yours is easy crap, coco. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, the devil has a way of magnifying your problem, as if that your problem is the biggest in the world. It is not true. I'm saying that if you like, take 2 minutes and talk to your neighbor. If you tell him the truth, what are his problems? You give him your coat. You give him your coat to wear.
Amen.
What a shock. Are you still here?
Yeah.
So you see, every problem you have is common.
Amen.
Amen. Are you still here? It is what? Obikede,
common.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Common, when they say something is common, it means that you can find it everywhere.
Amen.
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 It is common. You find it in every part of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the Bible makes it the first point you should understand. Any difficulty, any challenge, whether it is your marriage, whether it is your business, whether it is your health, whatever it is, Bible says that it's a common problem.
Amen. Choice somebody you who there. Bibi biara erifem biara. So ya ware sam. So ye sika sam. Bibi biara erifem biara. Our baby biara.
Brother Charles, what do you think? Amen. And then the second thing that you should understand is that I would say that it is common to man. And the second thing is that God is faithful. Come on, shout amen. You should have clapped your hands when I made that point. God is faithful. All my life, this is one of the most important statements in my life. God is faithful. How many of you have met liars in this life before? Met liars. It's here, Akoshifupa, liars. Can I see your hand? People can lie. Oh, I tell you. You see a man say, I love you, I love you. There's nobody like you. When I see him, my heart begins to move from left to the right. Or dada. I mean, the men to men can lie.
Amen.
I tell you. Are you there? I'm sorry for you ladies. Some of you can believe lies. No, we tell the dad. I'm lying to you. Hey! Oh, that down, first class. Are you there?
Amen.
No, serious. You can believe everything. Sisters, may God open your minds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People can lie. They can lie properly. I'm telling you, it's amazing. The world is full of liars. People who work with you will lie to you. People who work with you will lie to you. Your friends can lie to you. Even others of us, all of us have told lies before. If you have never told a lie, can I see your hand? I'll pray for you. I'll bring a gallon of oil and pour it on your head. If you have never lied before. You see, but the difference between man and God is that God is faithful.
Amen.
Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It is impossible. It can never happen that God will tell a lie. God said, I'll look after you, and he was lying. It's not possible. What God has said about you, he will do it for you. Did you say amen?
Amen.
Because it is impossible for God to lie. It is not his nature. Whatever he says, it comes to pass. If God says, I will bless you, he will bless you. If God says, I will care for you, he will care for you. May you take God at his word. Somebody shout
amen.
Are you still here? It is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He never changes. Am I talking to anybody here? God is not like NDC president or MPP. God is God. He never changes. Somebody shout amen. His mood doesn't change. He is the same. His character is the same. He said, I am the Lord, I changeth not. Therefore, you the sons of men are not consumed. You the sons of men are not consumed. I am the Lord, I changeth not. God will never change. He will never change. He will never change. The weather will change. The weather will change. People will change. Friends will change. Husbands will change. Wives will change. But God, He said, I am the Lord, I changed not. I changed not. I changed not. I changed not. I came to talk to somebody here. You are serving a God who never changes. Shout amen. Are you still here? The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6 concerning
Abraham.
God said, when God gave Abraham a promise, he said, in blessing I will bless you. In blessing I will bless you. And in multiplying I will multiply you. And the Bible says, God, you see, the Bible says, men always swear by the greater. Do you know why we swear? Do you know why you swear? We swear to only validate what we are saying. Because sometimes our yeah is not yeah, our amen is not amen. So we have to swear to prove that what we are saying is true.
So
you say that I swear by my father. Bible says men verily swear by the greater. In other words, when you are having a call, you want to swear by something greater than you to prove that you are speaking the truth. Men always swear by the greater. So if what I'm saying is, I swear by Bishop Dagwood Mills, I swear by him. That's what men swear by the greater. And the Bible says, God,
hey,
put that scripture up, verse 17.
Try 17.
Yeah. When wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed by an oath.
The next verse, verse 18,
that by two immutable things of which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. You see, the Bible says that God also wanted to prove that what he's saying is true. So he wanted to swear. Auntie Monica, God swears by the greater. I mean, men swear by the greater. Now, God wanted also to swear by somebody greater than him. But God, he looked around and there was nobody greater than him. And God said, I swear by myself. I swear by myself. Bible says, it is impossible for God to lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so confident in the God I serve. My heart is settled. God's word is true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God looked at his left and his right. Is there anybody greater than me? So the people can believe that I will look after them. That I will keep my promise. Is there anybody greater than me? God looked to his left and his right. There was nobody. And God said, I swear by myself. I swear by myself. Shout hallelujah. I came to speak to somebody here. Your tomorrow is bright. 2018 is bright. God will take care of you. God will provide for you. God will order your steps aright. Because you are swore by himself. By himself. By himself. Nobody is greater than God. God said, by myself, I swear. I will take care of you. I will bless you. I will honor you. May the word of God nullify every word of the devil. The devil tells you,
Amen. The
devil tells you it will not work. Your business will not work. Your home will not work. Your marriage will not work. But God says, I saw by myself, I will take care of you. I will sustain your life. I will direct you. I will bless you. May you believe the word of God. God is faithful. I said, God is faithful. Are you still here? Let me show you one more scripture. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Hebrews 11:11. Hebrews is a chapter of great men and women of faith. This is what is about Sarah. Bible says, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed.
Sarah
and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. He judged God faithful. He judged God faithful. God said, Sarah, I will bless you. Sarah, I will answer your prayer. The doctor said it was not possible. Friend said it's not possible. But Sarah said, I'm judging God faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one who spoke for me is greater than anybody else. The Bible says, let God be true and let every man be a liar. Shout yes, somebody. May you judge God faithful. May you judge God faithful. May you judge God faithful. Judge God faithful. Judge him faithful. When you wake up, he said, Lord, you are faithful. When you go to bed, he said, Lord, you are faithful. Something may not be working around you, but I said, Lord, you are still faithful. My judgment about God is faithfulness. My judgment about God that he's faithful. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? When your friends look at you, they say, why are you so happy? Say, because I'm serving a faithful God. Are you still here?
Amen.
When they look at you, they say, you should be crying by now. The problems, you should be crying by now. Why are you not crying? Say, don't worry. I'm like Sarah. I'm judging God faithful. I am like Sarah. I am judging God faithful. One of these days, my answer will come. One of these days, the solution will come. One of these days, God will bring the answer. Because God is faithful. Shout hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Are you here today? Judge God faithful. Judge God faithful. Judge God faithful. Shout amen. Let me just finish with this verse and we close. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. So number one, every problem you have is a common problem.
Amen.
Number two, God is faithful. Number three, Bible says he will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able. In other words, any problem you face, you can handle it. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. It will never break your neck. It will never make you give up. Bible says that he will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able. If you watch box, even normal human being, boxing matches, boxing, you can see that There's heavy weight and there's light weight. Before you go and fight, they weigh you. You stand on the scale. Then when they watch your weight, say no. You are lightweight. You can't fight heavyweight. Any problem that comes your way, God will weigh you. So this one, my son can handle it. He can sort it out. He can face it. He can handle this problem. You are able to handle it. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Do you believe it? You are able to handle it. If you cannot handle it, God will never allow it. So the reason why God allowed it, because God knows you can handle it. If somebody offends you, somebody steps on your toe, God knows you can handle it. That is why God allowed it. Oh, somebody should clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to anybody here? Any problem you face, before the problem came, God will wait and weigh his son or his daughter.
Say,
when I weigh it, easy. My son can handle it. That is why Bible said that Satan, one day he appeared before God and God said, have you seen my servant Job? God said, have you seen my servant Job? And God gave Satan permission to go and worry Job. Because God knew Job can handle it. I said, God knew Job can handle it. At the end of all that Satan did, Job said, My God is still ruling. At the end of the day, he will stand upon the earth. Somebody shout amen. After the test came the blessing. The Bible says, and God restored to Job 7 times all that he has lost. When you pass a test, you are going on promotion. Before you go for promotion, a test is coming. I see somebody passing the test right now. You are passing that test right now. That difficulty, you are not going to handle it in a bad way. Are you still there? When somebody steps on your toe, you feel like slapping her. But I said, no, I can handle it. I'll forgive her and I will carry on. And when you do that, God says, are you ready for your promotion? You are ready for your promotion. Shout amen. Are you still in church?
Yes.
Tell neighbor, I can handle it. I can handle it. I am able. I am able. You are able. You are able. You are able. Sometimes we cry a little. It's okay to cry sometimes. There's nothing wrong when you cry a little. Sometimes when you cry, it's not a problem. When you cry a little, wipe your tears after crying. Wear your makeup. Go and do your hair. And get back to town. Because God is about to bring promotion your way. Shout amen.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, have you cried before? Ask you, have you cried before? Please, Steve, ask your wife, has she cried before? Steve, have you made her to cry before? But that's no problem. Look at the way she's looking gorgeous. She has wiped her face. She has worn her lipstick. She has done her hair. She's back to town. Because you can handle it. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Are you still there?
Yes.
And the Bible says, with that temptation, he will provide a way of escape. Every trouble you face, every difficulty you face, there's a way of escape. You are not going to be in prison forever. The way the prison doors opened for Paul and Silas, your prison door will also open for you. May God show you the way of escape. I see you escaping from the traps of the enemy. You will do well. Say, I will escape by the grace of God. Stand to your feet and clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
You will escape accidents.
Accident.
You escape disaster.
Free.
You escape every plan of the enemy. You will escape. You will live and not die. Because God is going to help you. God is going to stand by you. Lift your two hands up high. Begin to say thank you to God. Begin to say thank you to God. Bless him this morning. Bless him this morning. Mando kase matoro dobo shibahata. Rando kabandiri bosh kibahande. Zabrande karonde. Zumbra kafada randi katata. Mahandari bosh shibahada. Oh, just lift your hands and thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. There's no trouble. There's no temptation that has come up against that is not common to man. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to him. Father, this morning I pray for your church and I pray for strength to carry on. May there be nobody here who is giving up because life is too bad. May there be nobody here who is committing, going to kill himself because life is too hard. I pray that with every temptation, show us the way of escape. Show us the way of escape. You allowed it because you know we can handle it.
Amen.
I pray for strength and for grace.
Amen.
I pray for your mercy for your children.
Amen.
Watch over every one of us. Keep us from evil.
Amen.
Keep us from harm's way.
Amen.
Keep us from disaster.
Amen.
Lord, I pray in our homes, in our businesses, in our school, whatever we do, I pray that you give us the grace to overcome every trial, every difficulty, every challenge, every temptation. In the name of Jesus, bless your children. Be gracious to your children and show us the way forward in every area of our lives. Thank you, Father, for your blessing in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
With every head bowed and every eye closed. Before we share the grace, if you are here today, somebody invited you, but you are not sure you are born again. You are not sure you go to heaven or hell when you die. This Sunday morning, you can escape hell. You can escape hell. Today, if you can come to Jesus, that is the way of escape from hell. Today, as every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you are here this morning, you want to say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. I am a sinner. But today, I want to be born again. If you are here like that, and you need Jesus, you want to be born again, lift your right hand up high. Lift your hand up and I'll pray with you. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for your church and thank you for your people. Be glorified in every life here. We honor you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.